Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy. Whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage, the Magic Wand should be your go-to. With powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns, it's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this Mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator. Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Think of it like foreplay, because it actually is foreplay. I often say foreplay all day, or foreplay starts after the last orgasm. Sexting is that bridge to the next sexual activity. It keeps the fire going. It keeps the intensity and the hotness just waiting, brewing, brimming till the next time that you see each other again. You're listening to Sex with Emily. I'm Dr. Emily, and I'm here to help you prioritize your pleasure and liberate the conversation around sex. All right, friends, this is the Sex with Emily episode created by you all. Literally, because today we're taking the most popular articles on my website and giving you pearls of wisdom from each one. Everything from threesome prep to sexting, squirting to couples sex toys. So buckle up, because this is quite the content-filled episode. A people's choice, if you will. And hey, before we dive in, are you a regular reader of the website, sexwithemily.com? If not, come on down. We've got amazing articles, an Ask Emily column where I take and answer your questions, and tons of gift guides. It's the online alley for your sexual wellness. So I'd love nothing more than to share it with you. Intentions with Emily. For each episode, I want to start off by setting an intention for the show. I do it. I encourage you to do the same. So when you're listening, what do you want to get out of this episode? Well, my intention is to reflect back to you how curious you all are when it comes to sex. Curiosity is such an attractive quality, and I love that you all are here to learn. So take pleasure right now in your willingness to discover, to try new things, and to grow your sexual knowledge. Please rate and review Sex with Emily wherever you listen to the show. My new article, Ask Emily, How Do We End a Dry Spell, is up at sexwithemily.com. Also, check out my YouTube channel for more sex tips and advice, and way more YouTube coming soon. If you have a question, just call my hotline, 559-TALK-SEX, or 559 425-5739. Just leave me your questions or message me, sexwithemily.com/askemily. All right, everyone, enjoy this episode. All right, let's dive in. Clocking in at number one, our most popular article of all time, we have the 10 greatest porn movies of all time. This has been the top of our list for a while now. This is one of those that every time we look at our top ranked shows, you all love this article. If you love sexy storytelling, then the 70s were your decade for porn. This article has classics like Deep Throat. Did you ever see Deep Throat? I remember seeing that and thinking, oh, porn, sex, I get it. Also have Naked Afternoon, and there's some 80s flicks in the mix too. But really, this list is a trip to the experimental 70s, when filmmakers weren't just after the money shot. Can you imagine time it wasn't just about the money shot? They wanted to play with genre and sex up their sci-fi, their comedies, just all of it. So my recommendation, make a sexy afternoon of it. Cue up this list and binge watch Porn Pioneers to your heart's content. This is like the ye old golden days of porn. And if you watch porn now, maybe you are just watching the money shot. Maybe you're just watching 3 minutes, 5 minutes. But these movies have plots. These movies were exciting. Behind the Green Door, that was a classic. You have to see Behind the Green Door. And that was filmed at Mitchell Brothers in San Francisco. That was one of the first strip clubs I ever went into. Devil and Mrs. Jones is a great one. You're just going to love these. Do it with yourself. Do it with a partner. Let me know what you think of this, okay? All right. Next up, 8 things that women, or vulva owners as we call them, actually want in bed. I was so pleased this article is so popular. Why? All right, if we're being super radically honest, women's pleasure hasn't always been a priority, at least historically. I mean, you're listening to the show and you're a listener of Sex with Emily. You understand that it is a priority, not just for women, but for everybody. But in the past, women's pleasure was kind of on the back burner. And I know when I grew up, and learning about sex, well, I didn't really learn about sex until I started having sex, like many of you, but I didn't even know that I could have pleasure. I thought it was all about my partner's pleasure. And so I love that you all really want to know what these vulvas want in bed. And I think that's why it can be so confusing now to generous partners who really, truly want to blow a woman's mind. So in this article, we give you some direct sex techniques. But we also talk a lot about emotional intelligence, or EQ, as some people call it. Because I'm telling you, our brain is our biggest erogenous zone. Great sex isn't just about mastering sex positions. It's a larger world of pleasure, communication, reading body language, curiosity, listening, teasing. Well, this article shows you exactly how to develop those skills. And guess what's not in this article? The size of your penis, if you are with vulvas. It's not saying, I really want this partner to know exactly how to use their mouth and use their fingers, per se. This article is about the skills that you all actually have right now. You have eyes, right? You can make eye contact. If you're not necessarily a curious person, you can learn to become one. So this talks about how vulva owners really crave people to ask us questions, to check in, make sure that everything's okay. There's some stuff in here about oral sex. So I think you'll be surprised and you will learn a lot. So check out this article. All right. In the number 3 spot, we've got 10 super hot ways to pleasure a penis. All right. This just tells me the Sex with Emily community, you are all givers. You are just as invested in giving pleasure as receiving it. And I think that's awesome. So well done, you all. Well done. What I enjoy about this list is that it's actionable. We actually walk you through edging, temperature play, ball technique. Don't be afraid of the balls. I had post-traumatic ball disorder for so long. I thought, oh gosh, do they want the balls touch? Do they not want the balls touch? Well, I hope that's not you. But if it, you know, either way, check out this article. We're talking very practical tips, like what toys the penis really, really likes. And very specifically, things you could do to last longer in bed. And just exploring other erogenous zones that maybe you didn't even know were erogenous. So please check this one out. Get some ideas. And then add some novelty to your penis pleasure game. All right, next up in the number four spot, we have mind-blowing oral in under 5 minutes. Da-da-da, the Kiven method. All right, from the very first time I talked about the Kiven method on the podcast, I'd say it was about 6 years ago now, I have never, ever received so many emails and follow-ups and DMs. Like, wait, back up. First, explain the Kiven method again, do a video. And there is a video on our Instagram highlights of me showing how to do the Kiven method. No, don't worry. I'm not actually doing it. My clothes are on. But not only that, not only were you like, back up, tell me more about the Kiven method. You also said, holy moly, I tried this on my partner and she has never had so many orgasms. She's never orgasmed from oral sex. It was a lot quicker. It was a lot more intense. Why don't we know this? I mean, it went on for so long. And then every time I bring it up again, same thing. So we have an article about it. This also reaffirms my belief that you all in this community of Sex with Emily amazing listeners are just given. You want to give. You want to know how to pleasure a penis. And just as many of you want to know how to pleasure a penis, you want to know how to pleasure a vulva. So here we go. The Kiven method, because now you're going, what the hell is the Kiven method? Maybe you're already Googling it right now, but stick with me. Or maybe you're already going to our site and reading the article, which I want you to do, but listen, hear me out. The Kiven method is an oral sex technique where you come in from the side rather than the more traditional way of coming in between their legs. But there's so much more than that. This article also talks you through optimal finger positioning, how to feel for the K points on the clitoral hood, and exactly how to move your tongue. So if you want to change up your oral game and try out something a little different on your partner, then check out the Kiven method on my website, K-I-V-I-N. We talk a lot here about the power of novelty and just how this little tiny subtle shift could be really exciting for the person underneath your tongue. And if your response is on this and your success stories are any indicator, this is going to bode well for you too. Next up, this was a question we got asked so many times that we had to answer it. And we even did a podcast about it as well. And that is number five, is it normal or safe to eat your own ejaculate? Spoiler alert, as long as you don't have an STI, then yes, totally safe. Go ahead, taste it. But if this is a fantasy you have or just something you've thought about before, well, then this article normalizes it for you. Because believe it or not, I still get this question all the time. It is one of the most popular articles on the site, and that'll tell you something right here. So check out this article, and you can also search for Can I Eat My Own Semen in your podcast feed. That episode aired August 21st, 2020. So just check that out. You already know and understand what it's about. It's going to answer all your questions. And really, when you think about it, mostly what my purpose is here in having this show and all the things we do is I really want to normalize sex for you. Whatever you're into, it is okay. You know what really bothers me? When I go on people's shows or I get interviewed, they're like, what's the weirdest question you get asked? What's the craziest thing? And I'm like, literally nothing. And it's not just because I've been doing this so long. It's because I don't think that any of you are crazy or out there or weird. Nothing's weird about sex. I mean, really, I'm here for you. I'm not going to judge you. You've been doing that to yourself long enough. Maybe society's been judging you or your partner's been judging you. I'm not going to do that. If you want to eat your own semen, please, please do it and understand why you want it and feel good about it. Number six, we've got five couples toys to heat up date night. Friends, listen, have you ever tried using a toy with your partner? Well, sex tech has come a long way even since I started the show in 2005. And these days, there is a booming market for toys you can use together. I mean, think about it. We always say here that sex is another form of play. So why not do some exploring and just see which sensations are fun for both of you? And there is this belief that sex toys are just for solo play. And yes, you know I'm all about upping your masturbation game. I just love where the toys are going these days for partners. Like WeVibe. WeVibe was the original makers of couples toys. Their Chorus is just a great example of one of the first couples toys. It was called the WeVibe then. But it was so innovative that there was a toy that you could actually wear during penetration. So it's a C shape. So there's something inside of you that's, you know, that the vulva owner wears that's directly contacting your G area or your G spot and the other parts on your clitoris, all the while a penis can also go inside of you. And it's like stimulations and vibes all around. And remember, you can share toys. You just got to clean them and share them. But like the WeVibe anal introduction kit, I love this kit because it has, it's like an anal trainer. I mean, think about it. You train with weights. Why not train with some anal toys? So that's really fun. We also have a couples kit from Jeju. I mean, just check it out. I love things by Jeju. And I love the idea of a couples kit. I love the idea of getting something for both of you. Toys for penises, toys for vulvas, and everyone's got something, a toy to play with, right? Didn't you always hear growing up, share your toys? Well, that's what this article is going to inspire you to do. And remember, a lot of these toys, it doesn't matter what body part you have. You can use a finger vibe on a penis, on nipples, on a vulva. Anal toys, free for all. Use them all for everybody. And so I think I just want you guys to remember that I'd love to see no shame in your sex toy game. But also when you're emailing me and calling and saying our sex life has gotten stale, it's not, you know, we keep doing the same things over and over again. I hear you. But guess what isn't stale and isn't boring? A toy. It's sort of like having a threesome because it's a whole brand new experience. You can even use lube to spice it up. That can even count as your sexy new thing. So it's what I want for you. I want it for your date night. I want it for your relationship. So check out this article, 5 Couples Toys to Heat Up Date Night. Number 7, I love this one. How to master these awkward sex positions. You know what I found interesting too over the years is you all love sex position content, whether I put it on my Instagram or I tweet it out or we've got articles about it or podcast. And why that is I think that sex positions can be confusing. And if you think about it, a lot of us just know missionary or we know cowgirl or we know doggy style, but there might be other positions and they just feel awkward. Think of this as your cheat sheet with some really cool images that are going to help guide you there. And maybe there's positions that you're like, I kind of want to try, you know, face sitting. Cause I get it. Face sitting, for example, let's talk about that. People get nervous. They're going to like suffocate their partner, but I'm not asking you just to plunk down on your partner's face. You can pull it off safely. It's more of like a kneeling. Think about like a kneeling rather than a face sitting. And then I also give you tips about how to use the headboard and how to, you know, prop yourself up with your hands so it's less awkward, I suppose. If these are your awkward sex positions, my whole mission in this article was to make them way less awkward, like 69. I think 69 can be awkward. Well, for me, I always had a problem with it because I thought, I don't want to be giving and receiving at the same time. I don't want to be going down on someone and having them going down on me. I'd rather choose one. But we gave you some workarounds to 69. So it just, it'll be a little bit more pleasurable for you as well as your partner. If you're anything like me who gets distracted and a little ADD, I make 69 a little bit more fun in this article. Also get into shower sex, because here's the thing about shower sex. It feels so misleading sometimes because you think shower sex is going to be all hot and steamy and really, really sexy. And then you get in there and you realize, what? I still need lube with showers? I didn't know that. And it's slippery. So while this is steamy and sexy, it's also goddamn slippery. How do I make shower sex hot? So I get into that for you. Find this article, print it out, put it next to your bed. Especially if you like diagrams. Oh, we put some diagrams in here. That's why I think also this is popular, because it's sometimes it's hard on the show to describe to you sex positions because I know you love it. But if I'm saying to you left leg and then you put your other leg goes over their partner's leg and it goes under your shoulder, but your hands under your ribs, that gets very confusing. You want a visual. So in this article, we made sure to give you the visuals that are going to help you with positions that were, well, let's just call them formally known as awkward, because once you read this article, there won't be awkward. You're just going to be on for some more pleasurable sex. We're going to take a quick break, but when we get back, I'm revealing more of the hottest articles on our website right now. Don't go away. There's nothing quite like sinking your teeth into a good sandwich. But listen, carb guilt is real. I'm someone who's very invested in my health, and I like to get my carbs from oats and beans and fruits and not bread. But I love bread. So here's my hack. Thanks to Hero Bread, you can enjoy your favorite bready delights without the carb consequences. Hero Bread has turned those carby, empty-calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious breads that boast 0 to 1 net carbs per serving, 0 grams of sugar, and are packed with loads of fiber and protein. The first time I tried their white bread, I was skeptical. Could it really taste good with such impressive nutritional stats? Well, I'm pleasantly surprised to say it absolutely does. The texture is just phenomenal. It's like this soft, airy, and it just toasts up like a dream. I've whipped up everything from grilled cheese to PB&J and even made enchiladas, wraps, and tacos with their tortillas. Each time, Hero Bread has been a game changer. And here's the kicker. Despite its light texture and great taste, Hero Bread fits perfectly into my health goals. It's been adding more fiber to my diet while keeping the sugar at bay. Whether I'm packing a picnic lunch, planning a road trip snack, which I often do, or prepping French toast for breakfast, Hero Bread is my go-to. So whether you're craving a classic sandwich, a burger, or a hearty bun, or even indulging in a low net carb croissant, Hero Bread is something for everyone. And I highly recommend checking their monthly small batch drops out so you can try goodies like the 1 gram net carb Hero Cheddar Biscuit and so much more. You won't believe what they have. So you ready to kick carb guilt to the curb? Head over to hero.co and snag 10% off your order with the code Emily. That's Emily at hero.co. All right, next up, this would not be a complete list if we didn't talk about threesomes. So number 8, ask Emily, how do we prepare for a threesome? Whoa, talk about practical. I mean, I love that this article is so popular because to have your most fulfilling threesome, prep is crucial. I mean, this was an Ask Emily column from just last summer, and it's already this popular, which tells me threesomes are on your mind. Sex with Emily community, you want to have a threesome. Threesome is the most common fantasy for all genders across the board. And would make sense that that is the same here with the Sex with Emily fam. But this is a guide of sorts that walks you through how to evaluate if you and your partner are ready for a threesome. Remember, you don't want to just go from 0 to threesome. I give you very specific tips that you're sort of in the preparation phase. So I give you the different phases of threesome, not the actual evening of a threesome, although I go there, like the phases of deciding that I want a threesome, talking to your partner about a threesome, how to actually make it happen threesome. But there's a lot that happens before you get there. And so I really get into the preparation phase, how you should dirty talk it with your partner and how does it even feel to hear my partner talk about it in the bedroom. And I give you some tips for being able to visualize what you want to happen. So essentially you have your sexy hot roadmap by what kind of porn you could watch that could make it easier, and give you some tips for role play, how to find that person. So now you're going to have a threesome. How the hell do we find someone? Do we talk to someone we know? Do we bring in a complete stranger? We give you some threesome etiquette. Talk about it a lot. I don't want to hear that you decide to have a threesome at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and 8 o'clock at night you're having a threesome. You have to talk about it and keep going over it. And remember this, you don't want to do it to fix your relationship or to spice anything up. Well, I get into all that. I get into all the common pitfalls of having a threesome and also what goes wrong for people. So if you're threesome curious, check it out. Number 9, this is an Ask Emily, how to make reverse cowgirl even more fun. People love this sex position because it provides a nice view of the booty and it's relatively versatile, being an option for both vulva play and anal play. But, it does take a little communication and certainly some physical adjustments to make it work for everyone. So, for example, if the penetrating partner has a penis, this position asks their suspensory ligaments to stretch slightly And just like you've seen in all those yoga memes, this is a bend, don't break situation. Let's not break any penises today. That is just not what I want for you. And just like all the positions, you want to start slow, especially if it's a new position that you haven't done before. And as always, don't forget to use your hands and toys. In all these sex positions that I talk about on the site or anywhere on the show, bring in a toy. It could be a handheld toy. It could be a toy that goes around your finger. But in these positions where maybe there isn't as direct stimulation to some body parts that you like your clitoris, if you're in front, your partner could do the reach around with their hand. But if you have a vibrator on tap, ready to go, well, that's guaranteed a sure thing. And when you're in this position, if your penetrating partner is a penis, you can use a vibrator on your clitoris and on your vulva, and you can also reach around easily and use a vibrator on your partner, or maybe even an anal toy. This is a fun position, which is underrated. But if you've tried reverse cowgirl and it didn't quite live up to the hype before, you're really going to enjoy this article, because sometimes all we need is a little guidance to make hot sex positions actually comfortable. I don't want you guys to have to go into all these complicated gymnastic positions. I want to make them easier, more fun, and way more pleasurable. I got inspired again to do reverse cowgirl because whenever I do it, I'm like, this is really fun. And sometimes I just forget. Like, I forget to do it. There's a lot going on in the moment during sex. This just reminded me. I think you're going to be inspired by this too. I want to hear from everybody who's like, I went and I binged all your articles, Emily, and now I just went and we had like the most amazing sex this weekend because we tried to fit a lot of new things in. Or this week. Doesn't have to be limited to the weekends. That's what I want to hear. You should definitely email me and let me know. All right. On that note, in the number TED Spot, 8 ways to amp up your sexting game. I get so many questions about how to be better at sexting. So we decided to devote an entire article to this precise topic. Now remember, sexting is an art form. Just like a striptease, you don't want to come in too hot. You want to tease. You want it to go slow. You want to build the tension. Well, this article gives you specific pointers and examples. I'm talking about how to get consent, how to describe a fantasy, how to send nudes. Basically everything you want to know for how to send your hottest sexts. You know, because I get it. It can be overwhelming to start sexting someone. And sometimes we do. We start a little bit too fast or a little bit too hot. You can just start by sharing a fantasy, you know. And what I love about sexting is that it's a great way to communicate with your partner things that you've been wanting to try, or things that you really love about your sex life, or things that you want to reinforce that you liked. Like maybe your partner did a really great move or did something a month ago and they haven't done it since. It might be a lot easier for you to write out, can't stop thinking about that time you went down on me for so long in the shower. That felt amazing. And, you know, we all like to get positive reinforcement. Am I right? So the thing about sexting is you're not making eye contact, but you're still really able to communicate what you want to a captivated audience. Well, you know, the fun thing about sexting is that if you've been kind of hesitant about it, is it embracing the three dots. Like a fun part about sexting is watching another person type. Like, what are they going to say next? I can't stop thinking about dot, dot, dot. You know, so it's a way to create buildup. It's a way to create more anticipation. Think of it like foreplay, because it actually is foreplay. I often say foreplay all day, or foreplay starts after the last orgasm. Sexting is that bridge to the next sexual activity. It keeps the fire going. It keeps the intensity and the hotness just waiting, brewing, brimming till the next time that you see each other again. So big fan of sexting. And I think after this article, you will be too. Bonus. I know I said 10, but it was so hard to stop there, because last on the list, we have number 11, Ask Emily, how do I actually start squirting? We have a great podcast episode about this with Deborah Sundell, but this article is for you, vulva owners. If squirting is something that you're interested in, it's not magic, and it's not like some of us were just born with this mysterious ability and nobody else has these skills and woe is me, I can't squirt. It's science. And so in this article, I educate you on the part of your body that requires stimulation in order to squirt. rather than you or your partner poking around up there like you're digging for change. This is a process. How long this arousal process takes, and even the best sex positions to encourage it. Just as I say, it's never too late to do anything in life, and that includes squirting. So have fun with this one. You deserve it. And no pressure. I mean, maybe your partner's been trying to get you to squirt, or you've been curious about squirting. So this is one's really going to break it down for you. All right, on to your questions. Okay, this is from Bree. We did not get her age, and this is really helping to get your age and your location. But that's cool, Bree. We're going to answer anyway. Hey, Dr. Emily, I love your podcast. I've been married for 24 years. I've been faking orgasms the whole time, and my husband is questioning it. I lied and told him they are real. I feel guilty. But if I come clean and tell the truth, it could be the end of our marriage. What do I do? No, Bree. It doesn't have to be the end of your marriage. And first off, thank you so much for this question because, you're not alone. I can't tell you how common this is to the point where women actually are thinking they're actually having orgasms. They're like, it's been so long that I've been faking. Like, I forgot that my orgasm, in air quotes, is a fake. So the first thing I think you have to say to your partner is remember timing, turf, and tone. The three tenets to having a healthy conversation about your sex life. This is definitely one you want to have. The timing has to be right. Timing is not in the bedroom, not after you have sex, not after you faked it again. It is when you are not halt, hungry, angry, lonely, or tired. So find that time. The tone is light and curious and open. You're not apologizing. You're not crying. You're not making a whole thing about it, but you're going to talk to them, and I'll tell you how to do that. And the turf, really important, especially for this one, Bree, outside the bedroom. You do not want to talk about your sex life in the bedroom. I don't know how your sex life has been. I'm not sure why you've been faking it. I'm not sure if you guys actively talk about your sex life. I'm not, you know, if you have worked on it the last 24 years, or if you just have been faking it, and there's probably a lot of reasons why you fake it. I mean, people fake orgasms for many, many reasons. We think it's never going to happen. We think that we do it to protect our partner's feelings. We do it because we feel shameful. Like, I can't believe that I can't orgasm, so I'm just going to fake it. But really what we're doing is we're really keeping ourselves from having pleasure. It's really more about that. I mean, yes, it's not kind and it's not honest per se that your partner thinks that all these years you've been having screaming orgasms, but you're also saying that he's questioning it, which actually is a good sign. I mean, I don't know, but it doesn't sound like your husband is going to leave you for 24 years of faking orgasms. I don't know your husband, but what you can say is, I've been doing a lot of thinking lately, and in my youth and in our experience that put together, I've tried so hard to have orgasms and it feels really, really great, but I feel like I get to a point and I just can't go over. And so, yeah, as a result of it, my orgasm probably isn't the most realistic, authentic orgasm you can have. I think that it's important to just tell your partner that you feel like you didn't want to let him down, you want to let yourself down. And essentially, having this orgasm is one way when you're with him has been how you've always done it for all these years. And once you had, you know, started faking it, it was just a lot harder to roll back and tell him that you weren't faking it. And I feel like there's, again, a lot of reasons why we do it. It's because maybe we have some shame around it. Maybe we have past trauma. Maybe we feel like our partner shamed us at some point and rushed us and said, why don't you ever orgasm? Because the other reason why a lot of us fake it is because we don't realize that it takes most women between 20 and 40 minutes to orgasm anyway. And we always think we're taking too long. And maybe our partners were pushing us long and they came quicker. And they're like, what's going on? Are you going to come soon? And then you felt rushed. And then you can never take time enough to slow down and figure out how to have sex with them, you know, and figure out how to actually have your orgasm. And just so you know, only 18 to 20% of women are actually going to have an orgasm during penetration, during anything to do with the penis. So you're not alone. And I'm going to assume that your faking comes during penetration. It really just starts with, I really want to rebuild right now our sex life. I'm really ready to do it. I think what it's going to take is some exploring. It's going to take some time. I'd love you to help me, you know, use your fingers, use your mouth. That's how the majority of vulva owners are going to have an orgasm anyway, with your partner. But what I do know is that once we start to prioritize our own pleasure, which this is the day that you're doing it, Brie, like I hope today is the first day of the rest of your sex life, because you're going to say to him, I am ready now. I am ready to slow down, learn my body, figure out how to have authentic orgasm with you. And you can tell him the reasons why you were doing it was because you felt inadequate. You didn't want to disappoint him. You wanted to be a great lover. You didn't know how to get out of it. The fact that he's questioning, you said, you feel like I just have to come clean. And I think it could be something really exciting for us to work on. And, you know, once I get more into my body and start to experience my own pleasure, like we're also going to simultaneously be figuring out his body, what feels good to him. Because I want you guys to know, nobody's sex life stays the same. The sex life you have in your 20s will not be the same as your 30s, your 40s, your 50s, into your 70s, 80s. You're going to be always changing the kind of sex you like, what feels good. And so I want everyone to embrace that. So this is a conversation that has to be happening throughout your sex life. Now, if you don't quite feel comfortable yet, just spring on him. You could also go see a therapist who could really, really help you craft this conversation. And I would recommend a sex therapist who has a lot of experience in this area, Brie. But I'm really proud of you. And if you'd like to call in during our next call-in show, perhaps we can talk live. I really feel like you can learn how to have an incredible sex life with your partner, and it's never too late. This is from Sasha, 37, in Colombia. Hey, Dr. Emily, I've grown romantic and or sexual feelings, desires for one of my closest friends, a female, and her partner, male. They've tried being open before with some challenges, but they've worked through it. I don't know how to approach this, given she's such a good friend and part of a larger friend group. And I don't want her to feel uncomfortable if she doesn't feel the same. Also, I don't want her to ever feel distrust with her partner, who I'm also friends with. Added challenge, they speak Spanish, and my Spanish is only intermediate. Although I live my life fully in Spanish with challenges. Thoughts on how to approach this? Maybe direct communication is best. All right, Sasha, thank you so much for your email. You know, this has to be something that you broach really, really carefully. And I don't know if you're closer with her or you're closer with him. Sounds like maybe with her. And I would just open it up when you guys, again, use my same communication tips, timing, turf, and tone. But I would say to her, how is it going with trying to open up? I'd love to hear more about how that's going and where you guys are at with your sex life. And it's kind of like when people have a crush on someone and they're like, oh, but we're such good friends and I don't know if I should tell them. I kind of feel like that in this case, it's sort of inauthentic not to share where you're at and not to let her know that you have an attraction for them. If you're having feelings and desires, maybe they are too. And if this relationship that you have with them is really trusting and open, it'll be able to transcend whatever happens. Like even if it's like, oh, that's, thank you for letting us know, but that's not where we're at right now. Or, you know, best case scenario, they've been thinking about you too. So you could even let her know, I don't want you to feel uncomfortable by this, but I just really have to be honest. You know, maybe she'll tell you, yeah, we're still looking for a third once you bring it up or looking to open up and say, I can't help but think it would be really fun to connect with you and your husband. I love our friendship and I really value it and I'd be cool if not, but I also would be remiss in not putting it out there. And maybe we could really kind of all the three of us go on a date or see how it feels if you're getting a positive response from her, Sasha. But I feel like, you know, maybe the Spanish part is a challenge. I'm not really sure how proficient you are, but if this is something that you think is also getting in the way and it's harder to really be authentic friends with them, then I think it's important to say something, and it's great practice for how to do it in a way with integrity and authenticity and with elegance. And just say, I would be remiss if I didn't put it out there. And I want you to know that I've been developing feelings and that I felt some romantic connection. And also, I do not want this to have an impact on our friendship because it's really, really important to me. And I think that we're all adults and we're all mature. And I'm not going to share this with our friend group, but I just thought, maybe this could be a really fun exploratory experience we could all have together. And then just be ready to listen and see how it goes, Sasha. I want to know how it goes. So let me know. Please reach out. I learned so much from all of you just by the topics that you search on my site. I love to see what you're actually interested in. This was fascinating to me. And when I got this from my amazing team, I thought, I want to share this with my listeners because there's a lot of that makes up the Sex with Emily family. Some of you might only follow me on Instagram. Some of you might just know me from the website or my newsletter. A lot of you are like, oh, I love your newsletter. I meet people on the street. They're like, I love your newsletter. I was like, oh my God, great. How'd you hear about it? They're like, through a friend. I'm like, have you listened to the podcast? Like, oh no, I haven't had time, you know, or I didn't know you had a podcast. No, they know I have a podcast, but it just, I love that we really do our best to provide something for everyone. So I also think if you haven't checked out these articles on our site, I wanted you to know that they are available for you. They're just another free resource from the Sex with Emily family to you, so you can continue to lead a life of pleasure and prioritize your pleasure. But I'd love to keep on hearing from you directly. I want to hear what sex topics you're curious about. What'd you love to learn? What you're interested in? Are there any articles that you think, gosh, I really wish she covered that? Be sure to go to our website and search. Have we covered it before? What do you want more of? Just write me anytime at all. Really, just write me. You can go to sexwithemily.com/askemily or just call my hotline. You can even leave your comments there, what you want to hear more of. The hotline isn't just for your questions. It's for comments. It's 559-TALK-SEX or 559-825-5739. And tell me what you'd love to see on the show this year. So on our hotline, if it's easier for you, I'm a talker. I don't often love writing. If you want to just leave me a message there and just say, hey, I've been thinking about this, do it. We'd love to hear from you. Okay, everyone? Hope you enjoyed this episode, and I can't wait to hear what you are into. I got you. That's it for today's episode. See you on Tuesday. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. Be sure to like, subscribe, and give us a review wherever you listen to the podcast and share this with a friend or partner. You can find me on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Sex with Emily. Oh, I've been told I give really good email. So sign up at sexwithemily.com. And while you're there, check out my free guides and articles for more ways to prioritize your pleasure. If you'd like to ask me about your sex life, dating, or relationships, call my hotline, 559-TALK-SEX. That's 559-825-5739. Or go to sexwithemily.com/askemily. Special thanks to Acast for powering the Sex with Emily podcast. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.